Let me read a few poems that I've been doing by way of translation. I think it's a good thing for poets to do translation or to try translation, to bring other kinds of voices into our own language. These are some poems by Natan Sak. Natan Sak is an Israeli poet, roughly about my age, contemporary, born in Germany, now lives in Israel. I don't think there's much readily available in English of his poetry, and I'd like you to hear some of it. I'm not competent in Hebrew, but I've been working through glosses provided by Shula. And I think there's a way in which the poems catch something of his accuracy and something of his voice. He's in a position of using a language which is at once a living colloquial language to a degree, and yet also has behind it that whole range of biblical allusion and the resources of that tradition. And like many contemporary poetry, Sak is somewhat of an ironist and therefore uses that space between biblical language and how it's shifted into new contexts for something of that effective irony. Here, for example, is a poem which is his version of Genesis. It's called When God First Said. When God first said, "Let there be light," he meant it would not be dark for him. In that moment, he didn't think about the sky, but the trees were already filling with water, the birds receiving air and body. Then the first wind touched the Lord's eyes, and he saw it in a cloud of glory and thought, "It is good." He didn't think then about people in their multitude, but they were already standing apart from the trees, unraveling in their hearts a scheme about pain. When God first thought of night, he didn't think about sleep. "So be it," God said, "I will be happy." But they were multitudes.